Hi, everybody, and welcome to the final bite-sized podcast of today. Don't forget, we've got a live show tonight at 8 o'clock. Come along as I discuss the whole Reform-Conservative alignment or non-alignment, as the case may be, topic. Come and join me then. But before that, I want to talk to you about a novel idea, and that would be, imagine if there was a St. Patrick's Day in the White House, say, and the Irish weren't there. What do you think about that? Do you think that would be a bit strange? Well, yeah, I think it would be a bit strange as well. But here is the thing. I noticed a newspaper story in the Irish press saying that, amusingly, the Irish Prime Minister, Micheál Martin, was complaining about, well, mentioned the fact that he wasn't concerned about the fact that there's not been an invitation yet to the White House for St. Patrick's Day. But he has no reason to believe that the invitation will not be forthcoming. Oh, poor Micheál, poor Taoiseach Micheál Martin. So the delight here is that, of course, the Trump regime is letting them twist in the wind. That's what's really happening here. I've covered this over on my Substack today. You should have a read over there. I put an article on, should Donald Trump crush the leprechauns? And basically, what we have in this situation is an Irish government, an Irish elite, which is viscerally anti-Trump, which is viscerally pro-EU, pro-open borders, pretty much pro-everything that Trump's against, to be honest. And it is worth pointing out that the Irish were up to their necks in campaigning for Kamala Harris, that the Irish have said some awful stuff about Donald Trump himself. You'll be able to read all that stuff over on my Substack if you go across, link below. So would it surprise you that there's a bit of payback coming the way of the Irish? Well, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Now, do I think Donald Trump would choose not to invite the Irish Prime Minister St. Patrick's Day? Anything's possible with Donald Trump. I would hope he doesn't. I would hope he cancels St. Patrick's Day. That would be a good thing. Just to stop the grandstanding from the Irish who hate Trump. I mean, the notion of them coming along to shake hands and smile for the cameras is pretty horrible, really. The only thing is, you can be sure that Donald Trump will give them some straight talking and that they're going to have to dance a different jig if they're going to survive in the era of Trump 2.0. So there's a certain enjoyment we can take from that. But, you know, there's two levels this operates, St. Patrick's Day without the Irish. So politically, I think they probably will be invited. He probably will get the invite in due course. But it's only 4 weeks, you know, the 17th of March isn't that long away. So it's getting pretty close. You would have thought the invite would have come out by now, but it's just interesting. I think Trump's probably just tickling him a bit. But on the broader point, this is the more substantive issue, really, rather than just the shenanigans on Washington on the St. Patrick's Day. At the rate of demographic change in the Irish Republic, it's quite possible that in the not too distant future, and meaning when even I'm still alive, maybe, so say in the next 20 years, there may be a time comes when there's sufficient non-Irish people in Ireland that St. Patrick's Day doesn't have any meaning. The significance of St. Patrick's Day, obviously, is to celebrate the patron saint of Ireland and his bringing of Christianity to Ireland. But that Christianity has been completely sacrificed by the Irish elite at every level, you know, be it their embrace of abortion, their embrace of LGBT, and their embrace of other faiths, in particular Islam, which are, you know, incompatible really with Christianity. They themselves are hollowing out the significance of St. Patrick's Day. So it's all very well, you know, to use St. Patrick's Day, as the Irish do, as a global exercise in soft power, because that's what it is. It's a global exercise in soft power. But now in the White House, you've got a Donald Trump regime that sees right through these anti-Trump Irish, these pro-globalist shills in the Dáil, in the Irish Parliament. And it may behave differently. I mean, I think Ireland's going to find that it may well be subject to all kinds of tariffs And that would be richly deserved. The other thing Donald Trump may want to do is stop all the huge corporate money laundering that essentially happens through the big multinational tech companies headquartered in Dublin. That they're American companies, that money should be going directly into American coffers. So it'll be interesting to see what he does then. And then, of course, on top of all this, there's the Palestinian issue with the Irish. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Irish Prime Minister turned up on St. Patrick's Day wearing a Free Gaza T-shirt. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. And this is the reality. The Irish have got away with it for too long. I think under Donald Trump, that's all coming to an end. Thanks for listening.